Well, the ANC will have to rethink its strategy on how to deal with former President Jacob Zuma's Mkhonto weSizwe, or the MK party, after the electoral court, sitting in the Gauteng High Court in Joburg, has dismissed the ANC's application to have the MK party deregistered. Now, the MK appease, or the MK party's registration application, was in fact approved by the IEC late last year. We welcome political analyst Professor Amanda Gous on line with us. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, and good morning to the listeners.
You know, tell us, Professor Amanda, I mean, is the fact that the ANC did not institute court proceedings within the prescribed 3 days of the IEC's decision the main reason why the ANC's application failed, or did they not present a good case to begin with, Professor Amanda?
No, if they instituted the case in time, they would have been merit to discuss whether the MK party actually should be on the ballot. But they did not do it in time, and that's an indication of a party, you know, whose legal advisors and you know, people who need to take care of these issues were not up to date, and a party that seems to be quite in shambles. Now, the question whether MK should be on the ballot, of course, that is a different issue. In the sense that, you know, the ANC is now using this issue around MK to make the case that there will be electoral violence. And that, of course, leads to a situation where the IEC gets discredited, and that is not good for the election, because if you start to discredit the institution that needs to run the election, then any results of an election can be contested after the fact.
You know, the effort of the ANC, I mean, to get rid of this party, the MK party, via the electoral court, or, well, one knows, doesn't know in future, in the next couple of days, what the ANC's legal team might attempt to do in order to stop the MK from participating in the end of May elections. Do you believe that there's a real concern within the party and its leadership, the leadership of the party, about, you know, former President Zuma's involvement? I mean, clearly, he does have some influence within the ranks of the ANC, but is it to a level that the ANC should actually be concerned that the MK's participation is going to affect the party at the polls?
Yes, I think that the ANC is very worried. Today, we'll see another court challenge about the use of the name MK, which is Mkhonto weSizwe, which is also the name of the ANC military wing. So the court has to rule on that today. But the issue here is that Jacob Zuma brings the divisions within the ANC into the electoral context, and that, of course, is very worrying for the ANC. And if and we already see from the opinion polls that the Mkhonto weSizwe, it's predicted that they will get about 13% in KwaZulu-Natal. Now, it draws the support away from the ANC, and the ANC is very dependent on the rural vote. It gets much more support from the rural areas than it does from the urban areas. And that drawing that support away on provincial level will impact also the outcome on the national level, because we need to remember that 200 seats in the parliament comes from rural to national, so the people being elected in the provinces. So I think the ANC is very worried, and I mean they keep having all kinds of problems. We now have a problem with the speaker who's actually accused of corruption, and so but there's not enough time now to the election to launch another type of court challenge.
Professor Amanda, I mean, you alluded to the fact that, you know, it seems that 13% of voters in KwaZulu-Natal, certainly definitely in rural KwaZulu-Natal, northern and central KZN, will vote in favor of the MK. Should the elections, in fact, be tomorrow? How does the MK fare in other provinces as well? I'm not to say that they're the only one that doesn't have a support base that is more provincial based. You've got COPE, etc., that seems to be more prominent in certain parts of the country. There have been, of course, other political parties whose establishment is maybe in the Eastern Cape or in Limpopo or what have you. But the MK as a national force with representation elsewhere, how do you see the party faring should the elections be like maybe next week?
Well, I think we should not underestimate the ethnic nationalism, in other words, Zulu nationalism, that's being mobilized by Jacob Zuma and his supporters. And there are Zulu people all over the country. So they're not only confined to KwaZulu-Natal. So I think that's where the support will come from. But it will not be, you know, I think that much, because there are other parties that people now can vote for. You know, people who usually exercise a stay-away vote because they're upset with the ANC now have other alternatives. And so the support being drawn away from the ANC will be divided among the smaller parties and MK. But I think that the bulk of support is concentrated in KwaZulu-Natal.
We've seen the MK in the last few weeks make certain statements that, although maybe aligned with the broader principle of the ANC, sounds quite a bit like, you know what, the EFF hymn book, if I may put it that way, you know, land redistribution, etc. Do you see that this is merely some sort of an electoral pitch, or does the MK really have a set of policies like an established political party with regards to these major issues that has always been a source of discussion in South Africa?
Well, I think if we look at Jacob Zuma, he's a populist. The EFF are populist. They've always talked about both groups, radical economic transformation that includes the confiscation of land. And so we have to see it from that perspective. Populists don't think that they need to have a strong set of policies. They use sloganeering, they use rhetoric to mobilize people. So I don't think that MK has a manifesto that will be detailed in what they want to present to the people, but they will use to their advantage issue, you know, the disgruntlement around lack of land, joblessness, economic exclusion, and so on. And that works. It works for people who are really angry with the ANC. So yeah, you know, it's not policies, but it's the rhetoric that will mobilize people.
Professor Amanda, finally, of course, you know, certainly MK may be a disruptor for this election, the May 2024 election, but quite often a long-term longevity of a party may be viewed from its investment in a viable youth league, outreach on campuses, outreach on, you know, colleges, etc., and having, you know, mobilized much of those who are, well, I would say pre-voting age to just above voting age, school going and tertiary institutions. Granted, the MK hasn't had much time as a party to lay such groundwork, but do you see, you know, the voter base, should the MK be a force to be reckoned with, also invest in a younger voter as well? Do they have anything to offer the younger voter to begin with?
Well, you know, I think that's a very good question. And we need to remember that Jacob Zuma is in his 80s. So, you know, 5 years down the line, when we have another election, you know, who knows what, you know, about his health and all of that. But, you know, to mobilize in different provinces costs money. So here we also have to think about to what extent does, you know, the MK party have money, who will fund or is funding the MK party. And Jacob Zuma is actually not so interested in the youth. He's interested in the traditional leaders. He has had meetings with traditional leaders, and we have to remember that there are thousands of traditional leaders in South Africa. So that he sees as his constituency rather than young people. But I am sure that there are young people supporting MK because of that ethnic nationalism that runs through the whole issue around the establishment of the party and Jacob Zuma's rhetoric. But, you know, I don't think, you know, students and so on will be much interested because they are the educated elite. And we know that Jacob Zuma has never been interested in the educated elite.
Professor Amanda Host, thank you for joining us on Radio Islam International this morning with your insights and this important discussion. And have a good day ahead of you, Professor.
Thank you very much. Today.
Yes, well, that's the MK party and the discussion around the MK Mkhonto we Sizwe party.